Where do you find out who's your real friends at this point? That's difficult. You see what I'm saying?
They might
And I
have her
think
around. My bad, bro. I'm sorry, bro. They might. I was about to say they might have her around just to fight.
that's true. Them the hands of the that's the hand of the crew right there. You know what I mean?
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy, Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Got my two wonderful co-hosts here. Just want to ask y'all, how have y'all been? How's your week been? How's everything been going?
Yeah, man, I'm straight. I had a change in my life, man. I mean, stop drinking. Being honest, man, that was a burden on me, man. I feel so much better, so much more productive, man. It's been a whole week, dog. I haven't drank or anything, so I feel I just feel super productive at this point. So that's how my week's been, you know what I mean? Just making sure I stayed, you know, clean, sober. I mean, it seems fucked up, like I'm talking about being sober and shit, but nah, I was just drinking for a little bit. Man, I just started going back to the gym, that's why. You know, I was like, can't be drinking no more. You know what I mean? It's all about health and shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I'm proud of you, man. Like, man, it sounds like it's such a small thing, but just taking that first step of getting healthier and just stopping drinking and just stop doing shit that's gonna fuck you up. Stop doing things that are gonna mess you up health wise, right? I'm proud of you.
Nah, man. At first, because I know I was fucking addicted, basically, man. I was drinking every day. You know what I mean? So it takes knowing. Like at first, I was like, I can quit whenever I want. Then it was just like, man, I need to drink. I need to drink. I ain't doing shit. Let me just get something to drink. Yeah. And then now, like, that I'll start working out, I just don't even want to fuck with it, which is crazy. I mean, well, yeah, that's been my week, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, I'm proud of you too, bro. I ain't even know, man. That's what's up, bro. I need to do the same thing with marijuana, man. Get this shit.
I was struggling, man, with some real shit. Felt like I needed that motherfucker.
No, I believe you. I feel like I need this, though. I wake up like it, man. I'm just right now. So my week, bro, has been real stressful, man. I lost a close friend. I mean, he was gunned down and killed on the east side of Detroit. It's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm still here. We still here. You know, I'm sending prayers to his family. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Man, my condolence, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the reason why it seems like we kind of sober because we were somber, excuse me, is because we were kind of talking about it a little bit before the pod started. But I'm gonna try to, you know, brighten the mood a little bit, get some laughs in, and we're gonna try to go ahead and we're gonna push through. All right, so this week it ain't really been too stressful or nothing like that, but funny thing happened. So my daughter, she gets on the bus. Well, she gets on the bus to middle school. All my kids ride the bus, but the middle school bus is always late because this lady, she has a bunch of kids on her route. The bus is like overcrowded and she has to drive a bunch of people, right? So just in the middle of her route while driving the kids home, she freaks out. She says, you know, I quit. Like, I don't want to do this no more. I'm done. I quit. I quit. I quit. And the reason that the lady quit, well, one, because she has to work all day on top of driving the bus. I guess she had to be up super early around like 4:30 to be there to get on the bus so that she can go and pick all the kids up. And one of the kids that lives right across the street from the school was complaining, saying that the bus driver wasn't getting her there early enough so she could eat breakfast every morning. And that was the final straw. The bus driver quit and she ain't came back since. And now they're struggling even worse. I just wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that's justified for that lady to just go ahead and quit like that? And yeah, as you can see, like since the pandemic, nobody care about none of these jobs no more. Everybody just kind of just moving on with their life. But people are quitting their jobs over nothing. And I just wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that's a good reason to quit the job?
I mean, I have mixed emotions with that one, man. I can see it both ways. Like, if she have the means, right, I don't have to fucking deal with this shit. You're not going to harass me all the time. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I mean, but then at the end of the day, what I'm saying, the other side is, these kids got to go to school, man. They're a future, right? And that should be first and foremost in the back of our mind. Like, hey, man, let's get these kids to school, even though some of them ain't learning shit. I don't know. I see it from both sides.
The crazy thing is, my elementary school kids, they bus driver shows up every day at the same time, on time. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, this lady shows up every day. But she's also older. Like, she's about, I think she's like in her late 40s, early 50s. Shows up every day without a hiccup. And when I tell you, like, we're grateful for that lady. You know, she has open conversation with us. Like, if the kids miss the bus, she'll shoot my wife a text and just ask her, like, hey, are the kids coming, you know? Just to make sure that she has that rapport with the parents. So it's weird seeing the contrast between the two. But yeah, I agree. Like, I just think the lady probably was like, you know, I don't need this. I don't need to be harassed. And, you know, I can just quit this job. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. And I think what your bus driver lady's doing is, I think, is a step in a good direction, right? Like, having that conversation with the parents, right? Because you don't want to deal with some of these damn parents if the kid's acting up on the damn bus. You know what I mean? You have to say something. They be like, well, leave my goddamn kid alone. You just a fucking bus driver. You know what I mean? You know how some of these people, some of these parents get, man, on some real shit. So, I mean, I don't know. I look at it from both sides.
Yeah, I don't got nothing towards it. I mean, she can quit if she like, if she please said any reason, a job, give me any reason, I'm quitting. I'm out of there. You know, I don't got no dealings, no feelings. I'm out.
And so I was laughing. So my son, he's autistic, but he's pretty high functioning. The funny thing is, he has really close friends, and I guess they have assigned seats on his bus. And his friend is a little shit talker. I'm not really a fan of this friend that he got, but his friend be on the bus, you know, running his mouth. And I guess his friend got beat up on the bus. My son, he ain't even think twice. He just looked away from him and just let the boy get beat up. I was like, I respect it, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Hey, man, if he called it on himself, man, he shit talking all day.
Man, he knows right from wrong. And my biz.
It was funny too when I was asking my son about it. He like, yeah, he was trying to fight him, so I just let him fight, and I just turned my head. But I'm trying to teach my kids, you know, about making sure that they get the right type of friends, and that their friends ain't necessarily out there trying to, you know, get them in trouble and, you know, trying to make them feel bad about themselves. Because as we know, like, as you grow up, you start to see different types of friends, and start to see that some of these people ain't your friend, for real. And it's a hard lesson that you got to learn at some point. But I wanted to show y'all this video about Sexy Red. It was on one of her lives, and this girl is supposed to be one of her friends, and I just kind of want to see what y'all take on it.
Make it make sense, boo. Who look like Finesse?
That's Finesse.
Hey, Tati.
Nah, so pretty much they said old girl look like Finesse two times, and this Finesse two times right here.
Six of red, friend. What they talking about, twin?
God damn, 28-6 red, man. I'm talking about your folks look like me, man. What the fuck y'all got going? What my twin is, my twin? I don't know what they talking about, twin. You fine as a motherfucker, twin. You hear me? If you look anything like this, you fine as a motherfucker, twin.
So first and foremost, that girl do look like Finesse too. But you know, like with these celebrities and whatnot, and they hop on these lives, a lot of times they're not reading them comments and whatnot. But my question to y'all is, do y'all think that them girls in that video is actually that girl's friend?
That one girl, I ain't the one that was like, hold on, who look like Finesse? Who look like Finesse? For sure ain't. She trying to get her. He's trying to crack her all type of jokes on her. But she do look like Finesse, though. That's for sure. Look like Finesse.
Go ahead, man.
No, I mean, I really don't have much about it. I mean, everybody can see that, right? She does look like this nigga, but I mean, I'm back with the friendship. It's just like, you're going to have motherfuckers that surround you for something, right? That's what they're there. Some people are just there for something. You know what I mean? You just have to be able to figure that out. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, man. My bad.
No, go ahead. I was just repeating what you was going to say, but go ahead, go ahead.
Nah, so for me, I mean, just growing up, you run into those friends and y'all can crack jokes and whatnot. And it's like when you grew up in the hood and whatnot, you know that's the way that we joke around and things of that nature. But I think they keep her around as like to be the butt of the joke. Like, I don't think those are her real friends. For real. Because I've been in them situations before where, you know, you feel like you just around just for people to fucking talk about. And if you're in them circles, bro, you got to leave. Like, plain and simple. Like, have enough self-respect for yourself to just go ahead and leave. And I get that your friend Sexy Red, I know you want to be a part of the wave. You want to be what's popping and whatnot. But go ahead, count your losses. And I think you need to find a new friend group.
I mean, if she can leverage it for her benefit, man. I mean, be the butt of the joke. But, I mean, leverage that at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Like, if it's something you're trying to do, at least you can utilize her name. You can get her to do shit, too. See what I'm saying? So, I would say leverage that motherfucker as best as your ability. And then, once you're good, I mean, I know it sounds fucked up, but get the fuck up out of there, right? Because they're fucking with you to begin with. I mean,
I kind of like that take on it, though. I think that's a real good way to think about it. You know, you're going to ride the wave until, you know, you get your own and you ain't got to ride the wave no more.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say is that some people are around just for that, though. They're not being fucked with. They're just trying to get that opportunity. And that's what I'm trying to say. Where do you find out who is your real friends at this point? That's difficult. You see what I'm saying?
I was about to say they might have her around just to fight.
That's true. Them the hands of the that's the hand of the crew right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know she know how to fight.
Right. You dust the motherfuckers off easy.
Yeah. So man, I ain't made a catch you, bro.
Nah, you good, man. That's true. That's good.
Nah, yeah. Sometimes you do. Especially in the friend group, in the female friend. But I ain't gonna lie, Sexy Red look like she can fight to me. All of them look like they can fight to me because they all just look rough.
Right. Like they have, I guess, but you still, even in the hood, man, you have like the hood of the hood chicks, you know what I mean? That nobody fuck with. I mean, they them real fighters. And she might be the one, you know what I mean? So her name Finesse three times.
Let me see. So just moving on from that, right? I saw a couple of videos, right, where these people were talking about how, like, this lady, she was talking about how her ex-husband, like, when she has panic attacks, the ex-husband that she's currently getting ready to divorce pretty much picks up the phone and talks her through her panic attacks and stuff like that. And I wanted to ask y'all, If you had a girl that was getting ready to leave you, would you still be talking her through her panic attacks? Would you still be looking after her like that?
I'm gonna run first with this, man. Listen, if we split and fuck you, I mean, that's just it. I'm sorry, right? Like, I'm not gonna waste my valuable time doing anything for you. It's just not gonna happen. I know it sounds fucked up, but it's over. Just let's move on, right? Like, you just have to move on. It's a mentality that I just grew, right? I used to probably do the I used to do the same shit, right? Thinking, well, sometimes I might be able to slide back through, you know what I mean? That's why you're doing it, let's be honest, right? I'll be able to slide back through every now and again. Fuck that. I'm done, man. I'm bounced. You know what I mean? So for me, no, you ain't getting none of my time, bitch. You ain't getting none of my time. You know what I mean? But that's just me at this age, you know what I mean?
Now, for me, it just depends on the situation.
So let's say it's not your baby mom, right? Let's say it's just another girl that you was like messing around with.
It depends on the situation, or how much was we friends? How did we end? Like, shit. What type of shit, bro? Like, how tight was we? I can't just say I'm not gonna help her. Especially if it was never like that. Maybe the cash was. Maybe the bitch didn't cheat on that. Maybe she did some other. Maybe it just ain't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say I'm not gonna help. Probably do I want to wake up and say, "Oh, I'm gonna help my ex"? Hell no. But it just depends on the situation, for real, to me. But I don't know how y'all look at it.
I got you. So the reason why I'm on Mac's side of the fence is because the video that I saw, it was her. She was talking about how she's leaving her husband. He didn't necessarily cheat or nothing like that. She just left because she just wanted to leave. And I feel like when you leave under those circumstances, you got to deal with whatever consequences come with that. And you're not calling me for no type of comfort. You're not calling me for no money. I'm not giving you anything unless we got kids together. Like, plain and simple. I don't know. Yeah, it's like you want a husband without, like, while being able to be single. So you want me to talk to your panic attacks while you're going and you having sex with somebody else. Like, what are we talking about?
Right, taught you right through your panic attack in
No,
30 minutes to
I
get
do agree.
mad.
I do agree with you, bro. I do agree, but at the same time, yeah, you're right. I guess it do depend on if it's baby mom or just a regular ex, though, because. You're right, man. It makes sense, man. But I don't know, bro. I'm in a little situation like that. I don't know, bro. I'm tight with my little ex or whatever, but I don't know. She called me trying to. I don't know. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. Sometimes it's fuck you. I excuse my language, but
No, you mean.
no, but
But she come to you. You talking her through a panic attack that some nigga just put it through, and then
Yeah,
soon as she called him right back, like, yeah, man, I was looking at it the wrong way. I was just talking to my friend.
man.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at it that way, but right there.
You had to get the fuck off.
Yeah, right. When it's over, it's over now.
So,
I mean,
if you're looking for the spin back, man, if you don't give a fuck and you're just like,
as
listen,
if you, yeah, you're right.
as
It's
long as
if
I can
you're
come,
looking.
right?
Yeah, if you're looking
I
for that
might be
spin back,
correct.
then yeah, be there, because it's probably going to be a layup for you anyways.
Right. You know what I mean?
I feel that. Yeah. Like, if you think it's still hope, well, no, fuck all that. Because a lot of times, if she decided to leave you anyway, there's no hope. Not for real. When we talking about the spin back, if we talking about just trying to fuck, that's one thing. But if we talking about trying to actually be with the girl, you gotta let that go.
No, not the get back. Just you come back and smash. You always, you know what I mean, can come through and smash. That's what I was talking about. Not like come back and be with you.
Got you. Yeah, before we drop one of our members, all right, we're talking about if an ex asks you for money or for comfort or, and stuff like that. But I wanted to ask y'all, right? Let's say you and your girl is locked in for real, like We talking like y'all like on some in love type stuff, but y'all broke. Like y'all ain't really got it like that, right? And let's just say an unexpected expense occurs. Would y'all be okay with her asking her extra money?
I would say no, but I mean, logic on some real shit, like, I don't give a fuck. Listen, I asked that name. But what I'm getting at is, you know, we all dudes here, man. Like, if my ex called me and say, yo, the rent's due and I need an extra 300, I'd be like, yeah, I got the 300.
What if she's just trying to borrow it then?
Listen, you need your own borrow. Yeah, I got the 300. You know what I mean?
Niggas a pit boy.
Hey, it's fucked up, and that's predatory. Predatory, but hey, you got to work for that.
I damn near dealt with all this type of shit. This is crazy. But actually, not even with it. I wasn't in a relationship. This is afterwards, so it didn't matter. Or, yeah, he ain't asking no niggas for no money, especially we together. Hell, fuck. We're going to be belting this bitch. I'm getting turned up. Shit. They still give him plasma.
Right.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been in that situation before, but on the other side, to where
he was the one giving money.
Yes, I was. When somebody was at the ex was asking, one of the exes was asking me for money, right? And the first thought I had was, "Don't you got a nigga? You got a dude? Like, why are you asking me for money?" But then it turns out that she was asking kind of behind his back. And my question to y'all is that, do y'all think that's disrespectful for her to ask, even though she's not letting her do enough?
Well, my question to you first is, did you give her the money?
Yes.
Okay, don't breeze past that part.
I gave it.
I said it. And you ain't hit it or trying to spend back none of that.
No.
Respectfully. Yeah, that's crazy. You said, how would we feel?
Yeah, like, how would you feel if you found out your girl, like, would you feel like, because me personally, I feel like I would be, like, I feel like that would be the same as cheating to me.
Damn near, yeah, but I just feel like, damn, I got to get it up. See, you're going to get no money out of the sun, because there ain't no way hell my girl out here doing it.
Yeah, now that's just like cheating, just like you're staying with me. But me personally, just because the example I just gave you, man. Most dudes are like that. We're going to say, I'm going to throw a number at it. I'm saying 95%, right? You might find that one dude that really don't give a fuck and even just cool that they were friends, they used to be friends, and he can stay in that friend zone. I can't speak.
But that's tears, though.
Yeah. I can't speak in absolute is what I'm saying. I'm not God, man. But
he in that 5%. He part of that 5%.
Yeah, I know. That's
he set the money and ain't try to spend. Nah.
Right. You send the money.
I ain't gonna lie to you though, bro. Like I said, it depends on the ex and the situation and shit. Like, I send some money and want to try to slide, especially if we ain't on that type of time no more. Like, okay, you need some help. You was cool, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no problem. But only giving it to her. So did she borrow the money, Tiz, or did you give it to her?
She, bro. When I tell you don't lend, like when you lend money to single mothers, you're not getting.
Oh yeah, you're on the expected back session. You don't give a damn whether she paid it back or not, but yeah.
It was a loan, and I never got the money back.
Of course, yeah. They ain't sending shit, but.
Yeah, fuck that. You don't ask me for shit. I'm leaving it just like that. I ain't to worry about nothing.
Nah, me personally, it's only because I'm religious now. I think that's the reason why. Is I just see a person that's in need, and I just want to help them out. I'm not necessarily doing it. I'm not doing it just because, you know, that person needed or whatnot. I'm doing it just because if you asking me for it, you must really be in dire straits. But then I also think about it from the opposite side. Like, what if you just asking me for some money for like some weed or something? Or for
she probably ready. If she asking you, she first off she an ex, and if y'all ain't talking no more, she probably did need to deny her need out. Like for real, no, some motherfuckers be reaching up, and I hope she would need it. She know that was the last back weed she ever get.
I get both of them, man. You know, obviously you say, you know, if you're looking at it from a religious aspect or a lens where you're just blessing someone, right? That's blessing them with that three on it. And, you know, you probably pray for them, whatever. Make sure everything's good. But now I'm good.
And damn, it's 300.
That's something to say. 300.
Nah. I'm not going because if I tell the amount, then the person might know who it is. So I don't want to put like a number on it or like a name.
Or was it more than 300?
It at times it was, bro. It's been multiple times.
Dang. The person know who it is already, man. You might as well just say.
Oh, that's why she asked me. She said, because she already wrote you going to give it. Well, you did was going to give it.
My question for y'all is, let's say you go to Walmart or to Target or someplace, and you got somebody letting their kids just run around real crazy, like in the store. What's your first thought?
These kids ain't got no home training, and where the hell they mama at?
Hey, man, I'm just like, what the fuck's going on? I just avoid them motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie to you.
See, I think automatically, like, if your kids are running around, like, they ain't got no sense grabbing everything. I just think you don't have a firm grasp on your household.
Not really, though. I was a kid stealing it. All that shit. My mom still had firewall. I had to try, maybe not. Why you got a point?
You crazy thing. You just talking about stealing. I was watching something about Detroit, right? And they have, like one of them pharmacy stores. And everything is locked the fuck up, right? I'm like, yo, you can't just go pick your shit up and go pay for it. Y'all need some stealing motherfuckers up there, bro.
Oh, no, they got everything locked up this bitch, bro. They got, bro, they put the fucking candy bars in the back, bro. Like, like, you ain't getting shit.
Oh, like, yo, like, here, like, I get it. Like here, like the Walmarts, they got like the Tide Pod, like the pods, like the laundry detergent, the smell good ones. I don't know who's just stealing those, but they have them shits locked up. Man, y'all got the
yeah, we got everything like that. Y'all got the tobaccos and stuff all out in the aisle and shit. We ain't got none of that.
Ain't no tobacco.
Everything. The red lips.
Tobacco in the aisle.
The red bull go in the back, bro. The Red Bulls goes in the back. They don't even put the Red Bull out. They still the Red Bulls.
Boy's wild up there, man.
Well, yeah, that's they were just trying to. Well, people steal everywhere, but yeah, in Detroit they do. They have everything.
Right. Yeah, in Detroit, a crackhead will come in there and steal every fucking thing. Like they clear the whole fucking store out in front of you. Seriously, bro, and make it a job, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I remember seeing on videos about people, like, snatching and grabbing a bunch of stuff, like, in California. Especially, and I think that's one of the worst things that came out of the pandemic was the fact that everybody was wearing masks. So everybody had a mask on, and they were just running their stores and just taking a bunch of stuff.
I seen a crackhead. I got a homeboy working at a store, a gas station. I seen Craig showing me the videos of people stealing. I seen a crackhead. This motherfucker, he was in the line. Somehow, some way, he was moving smooth as hell. This nigga then grabbed the whole fucking, like, the whole box of shit. Like, not just one or two. The whole box. It was like honey buns and I don't know, but he snuck about that bitch with the whole box. I said, Ewing, what the hell he about to do with that whole box? Like,
the worst part is a lot of times they be stealing a bunch of stuff that they don't even need. Like, they just steal, like, some foot powder, knowing they don't need no foot powder just to steal it.
And try to sell it to you. You need some foot powder? I ran into the Dove lady the other day. She had all the Dove products, all the soap, all that.
So the crazy thing is we used to buy liquor from crackheads, when I was a young boy in Philly before I did my occupation I'm doing now. And they were showing that they grabbed this one crackhead, and this motherfucker was storing like the bottles down in his motherfucking leg. I'm thinking back at it now, like, damn, man, I done licked all up on this crackhead legs and shit, drinking out of that bottle. Yo, that shit crazy, man. Cause yo, they called him. He was pulling fucking bottles from everywhere, man. I was like, yo, this nigga good.
So let me ask y'all this, right? And I think I'm gonna be in the minority here. I know for a fact, right? But if y'all catch a crackhead stealing in the store, if y'all catch people stealing in the store, are you gonna say anything to the clerks or the cashiers?
Hell no.
What about any security?
That is not security. That ain't my business. That ain't my job. I don't know that situation. That food should be free anyway, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm leaving it alone.
I'm telling. But only, only if they stealing alcohol or some shit that they shouldn't have. Like if you taking food, diapers, like necessities, I'm not gonna say nothing. But if you start taking liquor, I'm telling. Like, what you stealing liquor for, bro? You're probably gonna give it to some kids. You're gonna be drinking it. Like it ain't helping you out.
Probably got some pills on the floor. You need to get him a bottle. He got enough money for the bottle or the rubber, so he got to get the rubbers. You know,
I ain't telling on him if he's taking the rubbers. I'm telling on him if he's taking the bottles, because all you're gonna do is go on the road and kill somebody, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
So, what if somebody stealing some?
Yeah. Hey, Brady, hold on, man. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. What'd you say?
Tell them I'm too.
No, you got to say it again, bro, because you was breaking up real bad.
Yeah.
I said, what if somebody steals some backwoods or something? You going to tell them I'm too?
It depends on who taking them.
That's backwards, man. Say, like, liquor.
It depends on who taking them.
Man, it's the same as liquor. It's stealing some cigarettes. Like, you know, tell, like.
If his kid's stealing cigarettes, absolutely. I'm like, hey, that little nigga back there stealing.
Yeah, I can see that one.
Right? 7-year-old man stealing some cigarettes.
If it's a grown man stealing cigarettes, I'm going to just let him be. Honestly, if I see a grown person shoplifting,
so you're picky on who you going to tell on.
If it's a grown ass adult shoplifting, bro, I'm not gonna say nothing. Like 9 times out of 10, unless they take alcohol. Cause then it's like, bro,
you just get something.
Listen, you don't need no pussy if you in there stealing alcohol.
Bro, I just watched the nigga. Listen, bro. I just watched the nigga spend his last dollar on alcohol for the hoes, run out of gas, and then try to. He didn't try to burn some gas money to put back in his tank. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers' priorities be fucked up. If I ain't got no gas in my car, what the fuck I look like buying some alcohol and some hoes?
Right.
Because he ain't trying to look broke. He ain't trying to look broke in front of the hoes, but hoes are.
That's why this dumb ass need to be in jail. Get your motherfucking priorities straight. You're going to be sitting in there like, damn, I was stealing this alcohol for these hoes. And I ain't got no gas.
We were just talking about this shit last week. Niggas trying to show off like they got money for the hoes and shit. Now that's nigga car in the world. It's crazy.
Man. This motherfucker put this motherfucker put $1.87 in the motherfucking red gas can. Can I borrow $7 to I gotta put some more gas in here. That's just gonna get me to the gas station. I'm like, whoa.
Priorities, bro. If I got a friend that's asking me that type of question, then we ain't gonna be friends no more.
Yeah, we ain't gonna be drinking if it's my last.
That's crazy.
But I'm gonna show y'all this video real quick. And I'm gonna see how y'all feel on it. All right, so this dude got 30K.
You crap place over there?
Yeah,
That shit look good as hell, but I'm thinking about trying it. I ain't really familiar. I'm looking for the good spots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't that bad, kids.
This? Yeah. Just a few bucks.
Oh, hey. Chill out, chill. They fake, bro. Y'all tripping right now, bro. They fake, bro. They fake, bro. Bro, here, add one, bro. It's fake, bro. It's fake.
You been sitting here with that shit, okay? It's a prank, bro. You wearing that fuck ass nigga song, bro.
All right, bro. Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Let me see. Hey, B, you still there?
Yeah.
I see.
I'm tapped in.
Yeah, did you see the video?
You see me or no? Because I can.
No, I can see you.
Yeah, I seen the video.
And so let me ask y'all how y'all feel about that video. Like, do you think that, just, what y'all think about that video?
I think the motherfucker with the money on his back should get his ass.
I feel like niggas need to stop.
You said he need to stop what?
I went back, man. We're not. Nah, I feel niggas need to stop playing all the time, man. All that playing and shit, man, gonna get you killed or fucked up.
Right. I mean, that shit ain't fucking funny. And you see it all the time because, I mean, I've seen a lot of them shits, man. Because somebody might end around and fuck around being jailed, fucking beating your ass for that fucking money. Or
somebody might deal you for it. Somebody might blow your brains for it.
That's what I'm saying. Or just think about you. You see this motherfucker got this money, you pull your gun out. Just because you got this fucking money, try to get it, right? Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you wrong. But then the police just happen to ride right by, right? Now, this motherfucker going to jail because you over here trying to make a prank. You know what I mean? When this man just over here trying to live his life. You know what I mean?
They did not get the fuck out. Imagine you killing a motherfucker for $30,000 that ain't even real.
$30,000 fake money and shit.
Fake money. Now you done killed this man. It ain't even real. Now you just like the Young Dolph suspect.
So I ain't gonna lie, I see it from two different lenses, right? So of course, he shouldn't have been out there playing with people in the hood. Like, you got $30,000. I mean, like, you got $30,000 in your bag, first and foremost. Everybody out there hungry. I don't even think them dudes really needed the money like that. I think they looked at him walking around as him being disrespectful with all that money in the bag. I don't even think they really even wanted to rob him. I think they pride kicked in. It was like, oh, this motherfucker really think he about to walk around with all this money in his bag. Like, we ain't going to snatch it from him. And I think that's the lens that they was taking it from. And I think that's the reason they got mad. Because as you can see, like, they was a little bit older. They wasn't even really looking at him like he was a target. They was looking at him more or less like, you must think we fucking stupid.
That's true. I ain't even view it like that, but that is true. Like, just a form of disrespect. Like, you're just going to blatantly just disrespect me like this, where I'm at. You know what I mean? I see that.
I mean, but in the same breath, I do think that we should be able to live our lives so where we can have money in our bags and nobody should try to snatch it. But they felt disrespected because it's like, who do you think you are walking around with all this money like we ain't about to take? I don't know, man. I see it from two different lenses because I really do think that people should be able to walk around with all their stuff and I don't think anybody should ever want to take it. But, I mean, the monsters got to eat, bro. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people forget is, you know, it's monsters out here. And they might not look like monsters, but they hungry. The freaks be hungry. Like, we can't sit there. We can't act like just because you got some and you walking around flaunting it, that people ain't gonna take it from you. People lose their life every day over smaller stuff, over $1,000.
And think they could keep doing it because they got a gun or that shit's sweet because they got a gun. You still get killed with a gun.
I mean, I just honestly wish these people would stop playing with, like, stop playing in the hood like that. I think, sadly, it's going to take one of them losing their life. And then I think the message will be heard a little bit more. But even then, I think these kids, they don't care about their lives, bro.
It's the life or go viral, man. And viral going to take precedence at all times.
Sad. It's like, we don't get the validation from being at home. I mean, that and this being viral, it helps you make the money anyway. All right, but one thing I will say, right, is just being on the podcast and saying things on the podcast, I'm learning that these podcast mics are dangerous. And the more that people listen to you, it becomes a little bit more dangerous. I'm going to play this video for y'all. And I'm not talking like physical danger. I'm talking more or less like just it can ruin your life.
I mean, it's leading to that physical, right? It starts out non-physical.
Crazy.
So this backstory, this Kayla Nicole girl was the girl that was messing around. Well, she was Travis Kelce's girlfriend before Taylor Swift came around. And she was messing with Iman Shumpert before she was messing around with Travis Kelce. But just take a listen to this real quick.
First thing you've done in a relationship. This is one of my, we weren't in the relationship, but this is probably one of my favorite crazy Kayla stories because I don't have that many. But I was Scorpio and I have that crazy in me though. You know what I mean? Like it's back there. So I was dating a guy.
Okay.
I was dating a guy and he dumped me through a text message. And he dumped me for this singer / actress who was famous at the time. Mm-hmm. Dumped me for her. Lied about it for months. Then popped out with her. It became like this public thing. And it was like, oh my God, we love them. Another like celebrity iconic relationship. And of course, little old me, I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken. I had just moved to New York to like be with this person and move in with them. It was a whole thing.
It's not who y'all think.
Yeah, you guys will not be able to figure this out. Or maybe they will. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So he breaks up with me, dumps me, moves on. And for Halloween that year, I dressed up as her.
Oh!
I dressed up as that lady for Halloween. And not only
are the pictures out?
They're there somewhere. They're on the internet. And it went viral.
Clock that.
It went viral. It was everywhere.
Like, really?
And that was just before like I was even anything on Instagram, which is why it was even funnier because everybody's like, oh my God, you look so good.
Did he say something?
Yeah, you called me crazy. Like, you're nuts. You're a crazy person.
So the relationship she was talking about was Iman Shumpert and Taylor Swift, and Teyana Taylor. All right. Teyana Taylor responded and she was like, it's really crazy that everyone is allowed to bother me and be distasteful. Everyone gets to play while I move with grace always, but now I want to have a little Sagittarius fun too, and it's a problem. Whenever the women start talking about they sign, you know shit about to get messy. All right. So next she says, fuck the Iman part. I'm divorced and happily so. However, her choice of words were very distasteful and uncalled for. She knew exactly what she was doing. That lady said she was famous at the time and also said, I don't care who see it. It was very distasteful and uncalled for. Most importantly, she knew people would dig. Automatically, my name is attached to the nonsense. At that point, she didn't need to act me. That was clearly a quick search. My name was trending without an at before even saying a word. That's how I seen it. LOL. On top of that, the math wasn't mathing and the facts weren't facting. However, the level of cringe factor, LOL, I'm finding out, just like the world, that her intentions were infuriating. She pulled the black card when it came to Taylor Swift, but in the same circle, turned around and tried to bully the black woman that was married to her situationship. She claimed dumped her for me, dressing up like me for what? So people get in front of these podcast mics and they start talking, all right? And now, you know, I'm pissed off Teyana Taylor. And me personally, I just think that people just need to learn how to keep their mouth shut, like play the symbol. And there was no reason for, well, one, I don't think Teyana Taylor even needed to say anything, but the fact that homegirl told this story knowing that it's attached to them, I think it was messy, and I think she should probably shut her mouth.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Teyana Taylor shouldn't have said shit. I think that would made her even that much more viral. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, I agree. Same here.
I just don't like being messy just for being messy. And like I said, just because everybody got a podcast and everybody's in front of a mic, I mean, us included. I just think sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut about certain shit. I mean, plain and simple. Yeah.
That's true, but I mean, again, I mean, at least you have a disclaimer, right? The name of the podcast you're coming here is, it's not an expert take on it from the rip, right? So you take it with a grain of salt and see the one way or the other. At least you have that disclaimer, and I mean, to begin with. Some people is saying everything is facts, like it's true. And that's what I dislike as well, right? So I'm in the same boat as you. I mean, I don't know fucking shit. I'm just here fucking talking. You know what I mean? Just having a conversation.
I think there's a deeper conversation to be had for real. And I think the conversation is women are so, I'm not even going to say catty. I just think the competitiveness of women, I just think it is nasty, bro. Like, I think, and what I mean by nasty is I just think that they really want to hurt each other out here. I don't think it's just, you know, a competitive nature. I think it's more or less like, nah, I want you to feel a way about, you know, what happened and whatnot. When all she really had to do was just keep her mouth shut. But I don't know, man. I think women are worse than men when it comes to that competition thing.
It is. I mean, and that's why they say they can't. They can't be friends for so long. They can only be friends for so long, right? Like, think about males. Like, you'll have a friend that transcend anything, right? We're talking about time. You're talking about fucking altercations, fucking fights. They can't do that for the most part. You see what I'm saying? Like, they get in an argument about a damn dress and never will speak to this person again. Forever. It's just crazy to me. And no, I'm not saying they're all like that. It's just from an experience that I've seen, you know, from experiences that I've seen. And just listening to a lot of them, man, I'm friends, sounds weird, but with a lot of females, they just, a lot of times I'm just listening to them. They're friends and they hang out together, but they consistently just talk shit about one another. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, if I'm talking to my friend, I'm not never going to talk shit about you to my friend. Like, has nothing to do with you. Right? I have nothing to do with her. Right? So, like, if me and you had something going, I might say, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, we went through some shit, man, and I ain't feeling that nigga right now. I ain't going into details about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring up shit that you've done or some crazy shit. Like, you, I'm be sitting there like, dang, why you got to do the person like that? You know what I mean? It's all about how they feel and they want other people to feel that way. Like, if you screw them over, they're going to try to make you feel the same way. I went through that as well with my daughter's mom, right? It's just like, she said she felt some type of way and she just wanted me to feel that way too. So this chick tried to fucking get me caught up at my job. She said try to get me locked up saying our crazy shit just because she wanted me to feel what she felt. And all I did was I was like, I don't want to fucking deal with you. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Just fucking leave. If somebody tell me that shit, I'm like, fuck it. Why am I going to fucking force myself on you? But yeah, I got you, man. They're crazy with it. And that's just my take on it.
No, B, you got anything you wanted to add?
Nah, I'm agreeing with y'all, boy. These women are something different, man. They take shit to another level.
Yeah, it's like, well, I know it's kind of one of those things where it's like men ain't supposed to kiss and tell, but I feel like women shouldn't be out here kissing and telling either. I think that shouldn't just be a masculine thing. I think sometimes, you know, that should fall to both genders. I mean, but then again, she's being asked about it on the podcast. I get it. But it's like certain things I don't want people to know. And I don't want somebody to feel away or all because I want to sit there and I want to talk on a podcast. The craziest thing was she did try to play the black card when it came to Taylor Swift being with Travis Kelce. Like, you want to play victim and then you want to try to play big bully on other end of the other end of the spectrum. So I don't know. It's just weird, man. But what y'all got to say to people?
Hey, man, everybody out there, stay out of trouble. He gone first. And take care of your kids, man. That's smart here for me.
Hey, man, all I got is fucking choose your friends wisely, man. It's a feel, right? You get a feel from people. Your gut instincts ain't always the right thing, but get to know people and know why they're there. Get to know why people are around you, right? I think that's the most important thing. And if you feel like you're the one at the butt of the joke, bounce. I mean, I think that's what we had for today, right?
Yeah, man. Yep, I agree. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody that listened up to this point. I want to say thank you to you guys, like I always say, right? Like Max said, make sure you choose your friends wisely. All right. Choose your friends wisely. And for whatever reason, if you look like finesse two times, figure out a way to finesse your friends three times. All right. With another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, we out. Peace.